Welcome to These Are Good Days with Leanne Miller
and Matt Barris.
Well, Matt, here we are, New Year's Eve.
It's true. I'm not, if you're watching on video,
which you can now, you can go to YouTube.
You were like in a different place for a moment. You were disassociating. I'm a little concerned.
Listen.
What were you looking? Is it like a mouse again?
I was looking at that little Mickey, little Mickey Mouse on the shelf.
I know.
And we, thank God, Elf on the Shelf has been put away.
Oh, it's over.
And listen, I cannot believe I'm getting ready to say what I'm going to say, but I am so glad the week of Christmas is over.
Well, listen, y'all had it rough.
It was rough. Listen, I got on Instagram just like this sweet little old granny.
Yeah.
And I said, now listen, this week might not turn out like you planned.
You said that before?
Oh, yeah. You might have to pivot. You might have to just be okay with things not being okay. Mm. And then it all went to hell.
It did.
In a handbasket.
We don't need to name names. But in your family group, things were coming out of all ends.
Okay, listen.
Everybody was...
Out of six of us, four of us were sick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was bad.
We won't name names, rough. But it was rough. Well, I will say Daryl did not get sick because he never gets sick.
He never gets sick.
Yeah, he's got like an iron lung, an iron gut. Iron insides.
I mean, it was... Y'all were in a rough spot.
Oh, Matt.
Y'all were in a rough spot.
Bad.
It was bad.
It was so bad.
But you survived. And, I will survive.
Yeah, and Daryl said to me, so what are all these cereal boxes? I said, shut up. Shut up about this cereal.
Why?
No, I was teasing him. I said, shut up. I said, shut up about those cereal boxes. I was supposed to make snack mix.
Oh. Did it happen?
Yeah, I was sick. I actually don't ever remember being that sick. I as far as throwing up.
Yeah.
The throwing up was absolutely horrible. You know, they're calling the norovirus the vomiting flu.
Oh.
And
I believe that is what happened.
I believe that's what it was. I was in such a vulnerable place without getting too graphic, but there was stuff on the floor. Oh. And by stuff, I mean bodily fluids on the floor.
Okay.
I was in a state.
Yeah, you were.
And clothing had to be thrown away.
I mean, you could have taken to the bed, but then you get it on there too.
Oh, and MG, my second future sweet daughter-in-law. I call her my daughter-in-law even now, but she's getting married May 2nd to our oldest son. She came into the bathroom to check on me and to give me a Zofran and an anti-diarrhea pill.
So
and
I just connected the dots.
I looked at her, made eye contact. I said, I'm so sorry. I said, all barriers are now broken. You have seen your mother-in-law in her worst, most vulnerable place when you've got things all over the floor and
The mother-in-law mystique has been broken. All of your secrets are revealed.
It was brutal.
Well, out of that, was there a good day we could pull out?
Oh,
of
yeah,
that?
Yeah, we can talk about good days. You know, there were glimmers.
That's kind of our thing.
There were glimmers. There were snapshots.
Well, we had a good day.
A good day I would say is our Bombas sock exchange.
Right.
Bombas, if you are listening. We, with our group of friends, two of them are in the counselor cluster, Kat and Em, shout out. We did a Bombas sock exchange with Teddy and MG, Joey and Emma, Kat and Em, you
it was
and
great.
Mal.
Yeah. Here's the thing about our sock exchange where we literally practiced what we preached. First of all, we picked a category for the exchange and we picked a price limit.
Yes, we did.
Bombas
are expensive though. You can really go for it with the Bombo budget.
This is my first day off of Bombas. I'm wearing Hanes socks.
I got you four pair of Bombas.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
And the other part about that was we planned a meal together, but not one person did it all.
No, and
we farmed it out.
And we didn't do a huge meal.
No.
It was soups and yummy bread.
So good.
And
a Caesar salad with actual anchovies in it.
Yeah, it was so good.
So good. That was a great day. Are there any other good days you want to talk about before I share?
We got together with some of my family.
Yeah.
I mean, there's only a few that we get together with. Hey, that's a listen.
For reference, go back to podcasts.
Number. Listen, if you dealt with this, if you are, have dealt with or are dealing with estrangement, you know that the holidays can be a little weird.
They're weird.
And we got together with my nephew and his family and my niece and her family, had a lovely time. We actually are going to be quoting my great nephew for a while. Some of the stuff
he
said.
It was just,
he, you know, Butters, our cat, Mr. Butters, lays in his cat tree with his feet kind of hanging over sometimes. And Bennett said, Aunt Leanne, do you think that that cat would like a foot massage? And then when they sat down at the table, mom said, Stacy said, okay, whoever has petted a cat needs to go wash their hands.
Yeah.
And the two kids got up and to wash their hands, and Bennett was still sitting there. And she said, looked at him and said, whoever gave the cat a foot massage, because that's different than petting, needs to go wash her hands. And he took off.
That's
and
hilarious.
It was just, we had a really wonderful meal. And then after that, because it was the 22nd was Bombas, 23rd was family. And then our Christmas
Amish
Eve,
Christmas.
Our Amish Christmas was lovely. You know, there are 70 some of us now, I think 74. And when we asked my father-in-law, Daryl and I were in charge this year, and we asked my father-in-law to say a little something before we ate and prayed, and he said, look at what mom and I have done.
Oh, that's
and,
so
and
cute.
And there's like, I know, there was like 74, I mean, there's like 74 of us all together. Yeah. We weren't all there, but a lot of us were there. Yeah. And I was loading up the vehicle, and I was walking across the room, and I glanced over and saw Daryl sitting in a semicircle with his brothers.
Yeah,
all talk, cool. And all of the brothers were there talking, and I thought, oh, this was good.
Yeah.
And then after that,
it's when
it all went downhill.
All your faculties went out the window.
It went downhill.
Yeah.
It was so hard all week. One of us was actually very sick, like prescriptions and very, very sick. And then the very last day that Teddy and MG were there, we had a little glimmer of like just, you know, a meal and still sick, still people sick. But we made the most of it.
Yeah.
And then they left. And now I've still been just kind of recovering.
Like, and here we are. That pretty much takes us to where we are.
But you know, it really, I ate my own words, but my words were true. You know, sometimes things really just don't go as you planned.
That's true. Our holiday was great. We, you know, my good days, a lot of good days wrapped up in one. We say that sometimes. But we had a lot of family time, and I would say the highlight I wanted to pull out of it for today was our friends Emma and Adrian were in town.
Oh yeah.
They live in New York City, but they have family here. And they love staying. They kind of use our home as a home base and go visit family and make appointments with friends. And, you know, they're really good house guests in that they don't have a lot of expectations
of
us.
Right.
We're like, hey, when we're home for food, you can eat. When we're not home, help yourself.
Well, and they're also really great with your children.
Oh, they're awesome with our kids.
Your kids so have it's a been relationship fun having with them.
Here. Totally. So it's been great having them here and in our guest room.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, it's been good. But yeah, the holidays, it's a lot. Do you ever get sad after the holidays? Like, is there a letdown for you?
When Teddy and MG left, I sobbed.
Yeah, it's hard. That's like, hard for me.
I sobbed. Yeah. I actually...
You're crying right now. Why are you crying? No, don't do it. It's okay. But you're here now. You're here in my basement. Hey, think about this. You're not pooping. You're not pooping. You're not pooping.
Not on my leg anyway. Listen, it just, when your kids aren't home anymore, it's just different.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's good, but, you know, it's, let me just tell you, if you're in the throes of it with your little kids.
Oh my gosh, it's getting worse. I thought it was getting better.
If you're in the throes of it with your little kids and you think like, oh, these days are so long and oh my goodness, the next, I'm almost looking forward to the next season and when will they walk and when will they get out of junior high and when will they not be an angsty teenager? Well, let me tell you, they will move out of that season.
That's right.
And they then will move out of your house. That's what you hope. You want your children to spread their wings and fly, but then everything changes.
Sure.
And it's beautiful and wonderful. I can't stress that enough. When I cry, it's not because I'm overwhelmingly sad.
No, it's just.
It's, I think it's normal to grieve seasons that have passed that you're not going to get back again.
Sure, that's right.
Now, hopefully one day I'll have grandchildren and that'll be another new season.
But you know what? Here's what I'll say.
When they left, it was really hard when Emma and Joey are closer. They're only an hour and a half. So I can I can call them and say, hey, you want to grab lunch? And
right.
I can pop down to Columbus easy. Teddy and MG are, they're a little over 5 hours away. And we can, and I even said that to Daryl. I said, we need to, and this is like a word to all of us whose kids have moved out. We could do something about it when we're feeling like we really miss them.
Sure.
You can say, hey, what do you have going on next weekend or the next weekend or Thursday and Friday of this week? And,
right.
And, I said to Daryl, we need to take the initiative and say, when would there be two nights that we could come down and spend right. some time with you?
Right.
Because I just, I just miss him so bad.
Well, and you know what is fun for me to watch as your friend is your kids are moving into that like friendship season.
Oh yeah, they are.
And that's fun because your kids and the girls.
I just love the girls. The girls just like, and the girls care for me in a different way than the boys care for me. So it's just, it feels very, very sweet.
Sure. And there's going to, believe it or not, I think there will come a day when you could even grieve this season as grandchildren come. Because this season's so different too.
Oh yeah.
It's like you guys are just like hanging out. It's different.
Yeah, there's no baby schedule to keep or any of that.
You're like, let's go to the pottery. Let's go to local roots, whatever.
Yeah, that's true. We went to see, Holmes County Pottery, if you were listening.
You know who I was thinking we need to do a shout out? Kleenex. We need Kleenex here. Kleenex, if you are listening, the Crybaby podcast needs you. Johnson & Johnson, pull up. I think they're in Cincinnati, Procter & Gamble.
I think they are. Come on.
Hey, well, this week, this is New Year's Eve. Are you a big New Year's Eve person?
No.
Are you? Do you ever stay up till midnight?
No. Heather and Carlos are visiting here right now. And Heather said, hey, just so you know, I'm not staying up tonight for like the ball drop. I said, you think I am?
Yeah.
I said, if I am, it's because I'm watching a Law and Order rerun.
Yeah.
Like I'm not staying up.
You don't need Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah.
You don't need to watch him.
I'm not a New Year's Eve party gal. Listen, if you are,
that's great.
Just more power to you. I think it's great. But I want the wood stove like roaring.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a very, very blustery week here in Ohio.
It has.
And it's been very wintry.
Yeah.
I've actually enjoyed it. And maybe part of the reason I've enjoyed it is because of that prescription vitamin D. And also,
you're such a bragger.
I'm leaving. I'm just gonna go down for just a few days to Nashville, Tennessee, and throw a wedding shower. A bridal shower.
Yeah, that's great.
And then I'm going to go hop over to Hilton Head and just make sure, there's enough paper towel and teepee.
Tend
the sea loft.
That's right.
And if any of you would like to go down to the sea loft for the month of January, just slide into my DMs.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm Leanne Miller on Instagram. Slide into my DMs. And I do have a special price for our podcast family and for my Instagram community. So if you want to get away in January, just slide into my DMs.
And speaking of that, if you want to travel to other places like cruises or Disney or Universal, all major cruise lines, the Barris says we do that too.
I heard Mallory on the phone when I heard her on the phone when I came. She was at it.
We're planning trips for people, getting people some sunshine. All right. So
I want to tell you something.
Oh, tell
me. No. Because next week we're going to have our favorite things.
Well, it's coming up.
Not next week, maybe the next week. It's coming up.
We just planned.
Yeah.
So it's on the tip of your
tongue. It's in the month of January. We're going to have our winter favorite things. And I've got some favorite things.
Yeah, that's right. Me too. Bombas. All right. Today we want to do a little bit of reflecting on the last year. Around this time of year, I always get a little bit reflective.
I do too.
But also sometimes I don't on purpose. I'm like, I don't know. Let's just roll into the new year. But I did take some time today to think about what were some reflections of the last year.
Yeah.
I have two big categories, but the first one I want to start with is I want to talk about the top five episodes of These Are Good Days that people have listened to in 2025.
Yeah, and if you haven't listened to them, those five,
yeah,
you can might, go back and listen.
Yeah, jump on the train.
Tell me what they are.
Our number one most listened to podcast of 2025 was with our new friend, Aaron Moon. So Aaron Moon was with us.
If you are listening.
Aaron Moon is an author.
And she wrote a book called I've Got Questions.
I've Got Questions. And it's all a book about questioning our faith in a way that is a positive way, if that makes sense.
In a way that is sound.
Right.
It's not just her thoughts and feelings.
Right.
They're also backed by scripture, and it's just
And you know, we talked
I really like her.
Me too. And I may have already asked her to be on again recently. Good. So I would love to hear from her.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Aaron Moon, come on, pull up. What a girl.
Yeah, what a gal. Wait, listen, pull up with a box of Kleenex.
We'll get you on there. Aaron Moon, what I love about her is, you know, and we really dive into this on the episode with her, but the movement that is called deconstructionism is kind of what birthed Aaron's book.
Yes.
And what that movement is, it's often been said in a negative way, but it's where we kind of challenge maybe some traditions in our faith.
Yes.
Or some things that maybe we just kind of assume are true, but we start questioning them.
Yes, and it's interesting that word has been looked upon so negatively.
Right.
Because it's like, why is it wrong to question?
Right. Okay. So Aaron Moon was a great guest.
She's so fun. She's so funny.
And she has her own podcast called Faith Adjacent that she does with Jamie B. Golden and Evan Dotson. They have a great podcast that you can also check out.
Also, they're so funny.
Our second most listened to podcast of 2025 is Fight the Funk.
Oh.
You know, It's not all puppies and sunshine and roses around here.
No, it's not.
We real people.
Yeah, we are.
We real people.
Yeah. And we get some funk sometimes. Listen, I was driving down the road today and I was like, look at that gray. Look at that gray, man. Like we've had a gray week.
We have had a gray week.
And I can only do so much without some sunshine and some blue sky.
Right.
It starts to really get me at a place.
It wears on you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know. So, you know, I think the reason why Fight the Funk is so important is I think we all do.
Yeah.
You know, we all get in those, whether it's Christmas, maybe not turning out the way you thought it would, or maybe what else gets us in a funk?
Oh my gosh, work.
Work gets you in a funk.
Work.
Relational stress can get us in a funk.
Your just, marriage, your partner, your house.
The monotony of life.
A messy
can
house.
Get us in a funk.
Yeah.
And so on Fight the Funk, we talk about ways to fight the funk. And I think it just resonates with people.
Yeah.
The next number three of our top ones was called Waiting Room. And this is a significant part of something that happened in 2025. Waiting Room was on the precipice of a big thing that happened with Daryl. Yeah. And we talked about who's in your waiting room. Do you want to tell us, remind us about all
my
that?
My husband, Dee, had open heart surgery.
Yeah.
It was a very shocking surprise thing. We were not, I mean, it was not on our bingo card.
Right.
And it was like your husband has a faulty valve. Your husband has like his heart is not operating the way it should. Da, da, da. And we're like, wait, what?
Right.
That's how it felt. And then it was like, he needs open heart surgery. And listen, you know, you hear these things and until it happens to you.
Yeah.
And until you are sitting in a waiting room and until you are listening to a surgeon say, we are going to basically
open up your husband's
rib cage. Yeah. Chest open and operate on him and bypass, you know, use that bypass machine and give him a new valve. And this is how long the surgery will take. And it is scary.
Sure.
And it is, it's like a life abruption. Like it's abrupt and you're sitting there and you're like, how'd I get here? Is this really happening to me? And that episode was about like, who's in your waiting room?
Yeah.
Who are those people that are going to be in the waiting room with you when something like that, God forbid, happens to your family.
Right.
And I just, my people were in my waiting room, right. And it was precious. And, you know, MG, and that was the first, that was the second time we'd ever been around or met Emma.
Yeah.
And you know, that's a vulnerable place to 100%. Be. And so she came, and we were in the hospital room, and there's Daryl laying there just, you know, again, I mean, now that I think about it, our daughter-in-laws have really seen us at some low points. And there's Emma just sitting with Joey, I mean, in the hospital room and just in it, you know, yeah. All in. And, you know, I just look back on that, and I think about him laying there and feeling very vulnerable sure. about it all, for sure. But do I think about the people in the waiting room? 100%. Yeah. I think about MG taking money that some,
was it Ashley?
Ashley sent you money.
Ashley, from the haircut.
Yeah,
box.
you brought stuff that Ashley sent money for, and then my childhood girlfriend sent money. And said, yeah. Have somebody get you a good breakfast or a good lunch. Right. And MG went out and got us all coffees right. and all of what beautiful breakfasts or brunch. And we really just, we were there with each other mm-hmm. and for each other. And, you know, it really matters who you surround yourself with, who you spend your time with, and the community you make, because those are going to be the people.
Yeah, that's that, right. That are in your waiting room.
That are there.
You know, yeah. I think there's something I came across recently on Instagram that said something to the effect of, like, your friends mm-hmm. that are going to stick around are mm-hmm. there when it's inconvenient.
Oh, right.
Those are the friends that are like, I'll take a day off work. Right. I'll take a half day. I'll go pick up something for you and drop it off at your house.
We were so sick. So we were falling like dominoes this week. And you so were. When I was sick, the last place I could be and wanted to be was the kitchen. And Teddy and MG were better. I won't say which one was sick, but that little group was better.
Anonymity.
And so they went out to run around. Well, I knew they were gone, and I could hear in the distance, I could hear Daryl laughing and talking with someone. I'm like, that can't be them. What's happening? Who's Daryl talking to? Because I heard another person, and it was you.
Yeah.
And you dropped off soup. And that... Two things. One, that was such a blessing, because for the people that were well, I mean, it was food.
Right.
Like,
right.
Because I just wasn't cooking anything, and I had stuff to cook, but there was no way I was getting down there and doing it. So you dropped off a big pot of soup, gave Daryl instructions, and they ate that soup that night. They all got seconds. They said it was so good. The other thing about that scenario is you did not text me and say, is there anything I can do for you?
It's true.
Can I help you in any way? Because first of all, I don't even know if I would have gotten your text. And second of all, I would have said, no, I think we're okay.
Right.
You just showed up with a pot of soup. And so I think there's a lesson there that if you hear somebody's family is sick or struggling or whatever, get them Walmart delivery and get them a list of stuff.
Sure.
Drop off a pot of soup on their porch and send a text or knock on the door and leave a note. And because that soup, I mean, it was such a blessing, because,
yeah.
you know, it gave us supper on the night that I just couldn't do it.
Right. So good. The next one, number four, was letting go and holding on. So that was when we talked about letting go and mm-hmm. holding on. We were talking about our kids, I believe.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. We were talking about when Joey got engaged and was getting married.
Yeah.
And it was like watching that transition unfold and right. watching, you know, watching the two become one, you
right.
know, and watching him. Yeah. He's been gone from home for 6 years.
Yeah.
I mean, he flew the nest a while ago, but there is still a transition when they meet their partner or the love of their life.
Absolutely.
And so watching, transitioning that and watching that was emotional for me, for sure.
Sure. And I think mm-hmm. similarly on my list of personal things, for me was our bookend kids, we call them our bookends. Our youngest went to kindergarten, which is yeah. a big transition, yeah. and our oldest started middle school.
Wow.
And it's been a funny transition. You know, he's only been in sixth grade for a semester. But what one of the things that really showed up in this season, oh, am I boring you?
No, sorry, I had a yawn.
One of the things that showed up in this season was his Christmas list. you know, his Christmas list wasn't the typical
things.
It wasn't
toys, huh?
It was like one Lego thing.
Oh, yeah.
Really,
and then it was shoes.
And it
and
was shoes, hoodies.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
Sweats.
Yeah.
Stuff
sure.
he wanted to wear to school.
Yeah.
You know, Axe body, well, Old
here
Spice
we
body
are.
Spray. And I'm like,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, here we are.
Here
we're
we are.
Transitioning into yeah. a whole different season. So I think even his Christmas list is like, that little kid's still in there. He still
yeah,
likes
yeah,
Legos.
Yeah, sure,
he still
course.
Wants to play games, yeah. but he's also growing up and
yeah.
he's maturing and growing.
Yeah. I think we talked in that episode about, and it's real, is that not enough people talk about just grieving the transition.
100%.
You know, grieving the season that you're leaving and having a bit of sadness, but it's healthy. It's a healthy
right.
sadness. Yeah.
Well, and I think too, as a parent, I think involved parents or parents that think about their kids or mm-hmm. are building a relationship mm-hmm. with their kids, you work hard to connect with your kids, to know what they like, to get them to talk to you.
Right.
And it just keeps changing and
right.
evolving.
Right. It's
and
true.
I think you have to keep pivoting with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's true.
Because
it's
your
true.
Kids are just
Somebody recently said to me, like, I'm a boy mom too. Any boy mom advice, I welcome it because her boys are, you know, little. And I said, just keep them talking to you.
Yeah.
Because a default of a tween boy and a teen boy is to say, how was school? Fine. How are you doing? Is everything good? I'm fine. I'm good. And no more than that.
Right.
And I found if I would have really good snacks after school, or I would set an environment where they would be in the kitchen or just off the kitchen in the living room, and I would ask more questions like, So history, how, you know, and I probe,
yeah.
I'd probe a little more. They would really get to talking.
Yeah. You know, what's funny is I was sharing with our friend Adrian, who's in town, about putting Luca in the car with me to have serious conversations. Mm-hmm. And he said, did you know that's a real strategy? And I said, what? And he said he used to work at a residential facility where boys typically who were sexual offenders would come and live for like full-time 24/7 treatment. And one of the strategies was when they would go to appointments, the counselors would talk to them while they drove in the
yeah.
car, because it feels less intimidating.
Yeah,
it
yeah,
feels less
yeah,
like
yeah.
confrontational.
Like the focus.
Yeah.
It doesn't
like
feel so
other
focused.
Things.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay. All right. Here's our last one. Our last number five is teach me how to hygge.
Yeah.
It's so funny how since the beginning of this podcast, hygge has come up every winter. And
yeah.
it's always like people love it. They love talking about hygge.
Yeah, because we all have to survive.
Okay. Very dramatic with your prescription vitamin D.
But it's true. We have to get through the winter. And winter is not, listen, right now, this week is the first blustery,
yeah.
like really blustery, cold,
right.
snow blowing. I would say it's really the first kind of week we've had that. I mean, where I've really
sure.
felt it. And yeah, it's all fun and games right now. I mean, March 20th, or
February 20th.
Well,
even.
Really, no, that's it. March, I start feeling okay because we're getting more blue skies.
Yeah.
We're getting more sun. And I'm not here actually usually in March.
I know you turd.
We've been going to Hilton Head. But February, like February 15th, February 20th, February 27th, I'm like, oh,
yeah,
like help. And
yeah.
so I do think that the tips and the tricks and the things that we talk about, how to make they've helped me already this year.
Totally.
How to make our homes very cozy and inviting and warm and welcoming. The fire in our wood box in our living room, that
yeah.
fire roaring and Daryl has a lot of real wood this year, like
yeah.
and not just the echo,
yeah.
not the echo bricks. And that real wood is crackling.
Yeah,
and I
yeah.
just like, I, it just is so helpful.
I think too, another part that we haven't talked about a lot with hygge is keeping connected to people.
Yeah.
I know for us,
yeah.
for me in particular, I need to stay connected
yeah.
to people
yes.
because
we all
I
do.
Can even, I can come home every day from work and do a handicraft, but that still can feel very isolating.
Yeah.
Even though it's
yes.
cozy and
yeah.
comforting,
yeah.
we have to stay connected
you
to
know,
people.
You know, speaking of cozy craft, my future daughter-in-law MG has taken knit. She learned how to knit from her grandmother. All you grandmothers out there that know how to knit, I hope you are teaching your granddaughters
yeah.
and your grandsons, because knowing how to knit is such a wonderful, wonderful quality to have,
right?
As you get older. And over this week of Christmas, MG sat there with her knitting bag,
and
with all her yarn, and she just knitted up a storm.
Yeah,
and then it was so cute because Teddy has this, whatever you call that, the run, the spool, the what they call it, something.
Yeah,
He's got it on his lap and he feeds it to her. You know, he'll pull out and straighten. And that's, I'm like, so that is, do they call it a riff?
They're so cute.
Or a line skein. Or a skein. That's a skein. It. Yes. So, yeah, it, you know, I think to pull out those things in the winter, like knitting and embroidery and puzzles. And
totally. We're like playing games.
Listen, I got puzzles out. I got my puzzle table out. I don't have it set up yet, but I got it out because I want a puzzle.
Yeah. We've busted out games this winter. Yeah. Okay, I did a little bit of a rundown, so maybe you should think for yourself and I'll share mine. These are some things in 2025 for me personally that kind of highlighted this year.
Okay.
So I'll tell you some of mine.
Okay.
This was the year of Wicked for us. So Wicked came out in November of 2024. Our kids were all into Wicked last winter, and Remy still wanted Wicked Lego sets for Christmas and Wicked dolls.
Yes.
And Wicked is not bad if you don't know what Wicked is.
Yeah, it's Wicked's a movie.
It's a movie. Of course, we went to Disney this year and made such great memories with our kids. Remy started dance last winter at this time, so it's about a year. She was in the Nutcracker, but she took classes in the spring too, and she loves dance. I already talked about our kids starting middle school and kindergarten, and then our little like sandwich boy in the middle is in third grade and loving school. We went to the Savannah Bananas this year. That was so fun. If you ever get a chance to do that, go
very
to the Savannah
inspiring.
Bananas and also read his books. Jesse Coleman, if you were listening.
If you're listening, we should have him on the podcast.
I wish. I would love to talk to him. He draws inspiration from Walt Disney as one of his like
mentors.
Like, you know, from afar.
Idols.
Mm-hmm. Posthumous mentors. This was the year of Topgolf for me.
Yeah.
Topgolf.
Who knew?
Skyline Eric
just
made my life.
Shout out Skyline Eric.
Skyline Eric. What a friend. What a guy.
What a guy.
What a guy.
What a guy. Also known as Hibachi Eric. I still can't decide between the two.
I like Skyline Eric because he's never made you Hibachi.
Yeah, that's true. But he's I've never had Skyline with him.
Oh, because you won't go.
No. Yeah, that's true.
And Topgolf, actually, Luca's birthday is over Christmas, and over Christmas break, we took five of his friends to Topgolf and hung out. When I looked through my camera roll, our year was full of local fun. Yeah. When what I mean by that is we love finding places in our community, like Midnight Readers and Apple Creek Midnight Readers, if you are listening, or Local Roots in downtown Worcester, Frantique in the Nest.
You know, we need to do a little giveaway with Midnight Readers on this podcast.
We really do. We do.
We do. You know, yes.
I was just going to say, we went to a lot of fun local places for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so part of my encouragement to you all is here's what I like to do. I don't know if you probably don't do this, but I like to look at TripAdvisor because TripAdvisor is where people write reviews of like restaurants and places to visit.
Mm-hmm.
And I love even looking around in our area, like where are people eating in Orville or Ashland or Medina? And then my last one of my most recent ones for me was our friend Emily just recently moved to Columbus.
Yeah.
And it's been so fun this
so
fall and
fun
winter
to see her
having
more.
Her close.
Yes.
And so it's
and
just been a
event.
Great year.
How about that?
Yeah.
Yes.
We had a live
Sorry,
event
you weren't
in November.
Finished, but yeah.
That's all right. We had a live event in November and
so
it was
fun.
So great. And we're planning stuff for this new year. And on the podcast, we started Patreon.
Yes, we launched a Patreon. You know, Matt, it took you a second.
It does. It does.
It did.
Usually things do.
Yeah, and it's good because we're a good balance because I tend to jump in too fast.
Sure.
You take a little while and then it balances itself out.
That's right.
But I want to say this. Last week, we talked about last week and the week before, we talked about Patreon. And there were four new Patreon subscribers. So thank you so much.
Yeah.
When you listen and it prompts you to join Patreon, don't you worry. We see you.
100%.
We see your names come across that screen. And we could not be more thankful. There are two tiers with Patreon, a $5 tier and a $10 tier. And that's monthly.
That's right.
And you get some extra things.
Lots of recipes right now.
Yes, yep.
Lots of recipes around the holidays.
And a private Facebook book group, which is very, very fun.
So and we do have plans to do more.
Yeah, we would.
more want to do like more like a live question and answer on a video on call, Zoom. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
So we're really looking forward to 2026.
So shout out to Patreon. We're just very thankful for everybody that has joined that.
When you think about your year, what are some of your highlights? I mean, I can think of the really big ones.
Well, the really big ones for sure are Daryl's open heart surgery and him being alive.
Oh, like, yeah, that's great.
We had a friend that said to him, Daryl, were you scared? Were you nervous? What were you thinking when you went into surgery? He said, well, I did think I might not wake up.
Yeah.
And, you know, you do think those things.
100%.
I thought, like, I started thinking, and this is so selfish, but I started thinking, like, what would my life be? Well, I mean, it was just like so, it was so awakening. Like, what would my life be without him? Like, what if something goes wrong in the surgery, right? And so that was in February. That was on Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day will never look the same again.
Yeah.
We did take some fun trips. We went to Cayman with our friends and then we had friends at the Sea Loft in Hilton Head, which was very fun. Daryl and I went to the Sea Loft in March for the whole month, which was terrific. And then it was lovely that we got to be part of our daughter-in-law's engagement to our son. And they got engaged in Glen Arbor, Michigan, and I've never been there. And shout out to Northern Michigan, man.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful. So we went there in July and it was lovely.
Yeah.
And then of course I saw my childhood girlfriends this summer, which was wonderful. And then we had a wedding.
Yeah.
You know, the wedding was such a beautiful setting on a horse farm.
What a setting.
And when Emma was walking across that field with her dad, and the horses were running.
Yeah.
It was like a fairy tale.
Sure.
It was like a Hallmark movie fairy tale.
It was so fun. What a fun weekend.
And we had a beautiful day. It was a beautiful weekend. And
the year with the norovirus.
And then, you know, really our live event in November was really, I mean, there was a lot going on in November.
Yeah.
And it was the weekend before Thanksgiving. We probably won't do that again, but we had a great group of people.
100%.
We had about 50 people and we were at the Nest here in Worcester, which is one of our very, very, very favorite thrift stores. And it was just so cozy and comfy. Mm-hmm. And it was so good to be in a group of people that we just feel so well loved by. And Kelvin and Marcus, I stopped in there the other day. They're the managers at the Nest. And Marcus said, I was so glad that I was not sitting in the crowd during your podcast. I was off to the side because I was bawling.
I didn't know that.
He's like, I was weeping. He's like, you made me really cry. And it was when you brought up Amy, when you talked about Amy and her passing away and just the whole idea that that certain friends bring out
the best in you.
Bring out the best in you.
That
no one else can.
That's right.
And we just had that was a great way. November, like that live podcast was kind of a great way to start just wrapping up the year. It's good.
That's great. Hey, let's talk about food. Let's talk about food. Oh, here we are. Here's what I want to say about food right now. We're in the season of life where we've eaten all the things. We've eaten all the rich foods. And now maybe you're in a season where you're like, I might need to rein it in a bit, just a bit. Here's what I want to say. Walnut Creek cheese, clearly they have lovely cheeses and those types of things. But what I love about their store in Walnut Creek, Ohio, and in Berlin is they carry beautiful local produce.
Yeah, they do.
They have wonderful, like, in the fall, you know what I love? In the fall, they have big crates of apples.
Oh, and pumpkins.
They have beautiful pumpkins. Mm-hmm. Here in the winter, they'll have beautiful produce. I think often they get truckloads of strawberries from Florida in the winter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And to get the fresh produce that you want,
it's lovely.
They just keep their produce section so beautiful. So if you're close to Walnut Creek Cheese and Market in Walnut Creek, Ohio, you can get those things.
Yeah.
If you're not, what's really great is they have a store locator where you can find where Walnut Creek Cheese products can Walnut be Creek found. Foods. Walnut mm-hmm. Creek Foods products can be found near you, and also you can order them online. So. Yeah. So many
is
options.
Your mouth
my
watering?
Mouth is watering.
Yeah.
So many options to get Walnut Creek cheese and Walnut Creek food products yes. into your home to try them. They're some of our favorite things.
I was there several times over the holidays. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So good.
So good.
So good.
We love them.
We do. We love them so much. Hey, well, thank you for joining us in this recap of 2025. You know, my hope is that this week you take a little bit of time to reflect yeah. on the highs, maybe the lows, and maybe things you want to pivot into.
Look through your camera roll. It's a great way to.
That's right. I love looking through my camera roll. Yeah, it's so good. Whether ordinary or extraordinary, we hope you see that these are good days.
This episode brought to you by Walnut Creek Foods.